From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Babyface, a Bubba Mabry mystery by Steve Brewer. We'll begin with a short prologue. She wore nothing but white cotton panties. She was stretched across the bed on her face, her feet tangled in the sheets, one knee cocked up like she'd been trying to run. Long brown hair spread out behind her, snarled and twisted. Her young breasts pooled against bare mattress. Her skin looked tawny and firm, but a couple of plum-sized purple bruises had surfaced between her shoulder blades. The back window dangled open on its hinges, rocking in the wind, mocking me. I holstered my revolver and, knees trembling, stepped around the end of the bed for a better look. Bruises wrapped around her throat like the skins of overripe bananas. Her head was twisted toward one shoulder, and the odd angle of her neck told me there was no need to hurry about an ambulance. I knew her. Her name was Dina, and she was maybe 15 years old. She was new on the cruise, one of those lost children who fall into prostitution early. I'd sometimes seen her on the street, dressed up in a Catholic school uniform with pleated plaid skirt and a thigh-length baby doll dress, all ready for the Johns to take her home and play with her. She hadn't been on the cruise long enough to get that hard cast to her face, that tight-lipped bitterness that comes from too many disappointments. Her face was as soft and innocent and full-cheeked as a baby's. The sweetest little baby face. One.